nice to see the police wearing hats, the lark colours. If it wasn't for the heroic resistance of the Palestinian people and all of their martyrs, we would have lost our coats a long time ago. I wonder how many of you know that the theme for Israel's 60th Independence Day celebrations is dedicated to children. It is hard to imagine, isn't it, when you consider how the Israeli army snipers deliberately target children. Of course, they don't just target any children. No, the ones targeted in the crosshair of the Zionist cowards are Palestinian children. Just how twisted do you have to be to gun down a child deliberately? And these same twisted killers dare hold the 60th anniversary of the failed Zionist state in honour of children. And I wonder which children they are honouring. The ones slaughtered by the brutal Zionist army? In the last year, 457 Palestinians and 10 Israelis have been killed. Of those killed, 92 were children, all Palestinian children. One-fifth of the dead were children and teenagers, an unprecedented number, even by Israel's disgusting standards. These children were gunned down as they studied for exams, as they climbed trees, as they played in the streets. Yes, some of them threw stones at armored cars and tanks. And this is how one of the largest armies in the world reacts. I want to tell you about some of these Palestinian children. Let's start with 14-year-old Dan Hamad from Rafah, who was killed in her sleep in her mother's arms by an Israeli rocket strike. I want you to consider the case of Mohammed Al-Zak, who was known as the boy from Gaza, who was buried twice. He was 14 when he died, 3 days before he was due to go back to the school. His fragile body blown apart in an operation called Locked Kindergarten. You couldn't make it up. 5 children died in that particular operation. His father identified his son's torso and legs from the clothes, and his remains were buried. Then, a few days later, his bereaved father found the remaining part of his son after the Israeli army had left the area and another burial had to be held. Israeli forces also fired a missile that hit a minibus transporting children to the Indiri Gandhi school in Gaza. 2 children were killed. Gaza schoolboy Ayman Al-Mabti died after a bullet fired from a tank hit him. The 10-year-old had been sitting chatting with his friends on a bench. Children in the West Bank are targets too. Jamil Jabji, a child from the New Aska refugee camp, was shot in the head, 14 years old. He and his friends were throwing stones at an armoured vehicle that passed by his camp near Nablus. The driver was provoking the children, driving fast and then slowing down, then driving fast and then slowing down, until a soldier finally got out and aimed the gun into the boy's head and fired. And what did 16-year-old Taha Al-Jawi do to get himself killed? The Israeli soldier who shot him down said he was trying to sabotage a barbed wire fence. He was playing football with his friends and he went to retrieve the football. That's what he got shot for. Abir Amin was even younger. She was just 11, the daughter of a peace activist. She was on her way to a sweet shop when she was fired upon from an Israeli soldier's vehicle. In Nablus, a Jewish human rights group documented the use of children as human shields. This practice has been outlawed by the High Court of Justice. Do the law courts in Israel not recognize the rights of Palestinian children? The same Jewish human rights group, and it's important to remember, not all Israelis agree with the brutality of the Zionist army. They recorded the story of baby Khaled, whose parents tried to rush him to hospital in the middle of the night. This is a time when Palestinian babies mustn't get sick. The baby died in a checkpoint. In the martyrs' village south of Jenin, 15-year-old Ahmed Asser was fleeing from soldiers when he was shot in the neck and killed. Bushra Barghas hadn't even left her home. In late April, she was studying for her exams, pacing up and down in her room, trying to study, when a sniper shot her in the forehead. Her blood-stained notebooks bore witness to her final moments. And what about unborn babies? They aren't safe either. A bullet fired at Mahani Katuni, a 7-month pregnant woman, struck her fetus in the skull and the baby died in her womb. He was going to be named Dawood. Does killing a fetus count as murder? He was certainly the youngest of the many children Israel have killed in the last year. God knows what the next year will bring. But the blood of the young ones isn't just on the hands of the cowardly Israeli soldiers who deliberately target unarmed children. The blood is on the hands of the Israeli government, the Bush administration, which turns a blind eye to the killing of innocents, and on those weak, servile members of the British government who also look away silently. That blood will also be on our hands if we remain silent and do nothing. Finally, we heard earlier on that in some parts of the world, Hamas and the Hezbollah have been declared terrorist organizations. Well, to that, I would say victory to Hamas, victory to the Hezbollah, victory to Palestine.